This is Galesburg's Evening News. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. I thought while I was in Springfield today covering the inauguration of J.B. Pritzker as the next governor, I thought I'd go down the street a little bit in what's normally our community spotlight segment and talk about one of the fine spotlights of the state capitol, and that's the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum. And glad to have a chance to talk with Chris Wills, spokesperson, for a few minutes. Thanks so much for your time, sir.
Oh, I'm happy to talk with you.
For folks, and I think a lot of folks know that this exists and have probably heard me, among others, talk very well about, and how much in awe I am of this place every time I see it. But I don't know that other than me saying how great it is that folks may know a lot about it. What's kind of a general overview of this facility other than knowing that it's the Lincoln Museum, if you will?
Well, I think the main thing people should know about it is that we introduced them to Abraham Lincoln, the nation's greatest president, in a lot of different ways here. So people who learn in different styles and enjoy history in different styles will find something here for them. So we've got scenes where you're basically put right in Lincoln's life, in a log cabin where he's learning to read, or in the White House office where he's debating the Emancipation Proclamation. But we also have actual artifacts and documents from his life that are scattered around here. So you can see items that Lincoln held in his hands himself. Or if you're more of a show person, we've got special effects shows that teach you about history, but do it with some smoke and mirrors and shaking seats that really add some excitement to it.
I think in a way that's maybe different than what you expect out of a typical, and really almost any type of museum, let alone one connected to a former president.
I definitely think that the Lincoln Presidential Library Museum has really been cutting edge in trying to tell the Lincoln story in a lot of different ways with a lot of different tools. And more museums, I think, are going to that. But we're proud to say that we were among the first, and we think we still do it really well.
Kind of led the charge, so to speak, to make museums in general more interactive, I suppose.
Exactly.
When I think of interactivity with this museum, I think of Lincoln's casket and that whole area and the area that covers the death of Lincoln. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, we do have a section that shows you the route that his funeral train took to bring his body back from Washington to Springfield. And then we've got a section that recreates what it looked like in the old state capitol when President Lincoln was lying in state just before his funeral. And it is it's very somber. I think it's a really good way to end your tour of this place by being in that quiet, silent room and having a chance to think a little bit about what he means to America, what we can learn from him, what his example should inspire us all to do.
And I think that's one of the other important things that this museum does, is kind of makes relatable lessons out of occurrences in Lincoln's life.
I hope so. I think it's really important for people to understand that Lincoln was a man who had weaknesses, who had problems just like all of us, who struggled in business, who had some bad relationships, but was able to rise above all that and really reach new heights once he decided he needed to do it, once he focused, and we can all learn from that.
Of course, Galesburg is home to one of the famous Lincoln-Douglas debates at Knox College, and debates is something that I know is that folks have seen and learned about a time or two here at the museum.
Yeah, in fact, as I was talking earlier about how we put you in these scenes in different places, and there is a scene here depicting Abraham Lincoln debating Stephen Douglas at Knox College. It's right there with the sign and everything says Knox. Yeah, that's an important moment in American history and in Abraham Lincoln's life that we want to bring to life for folks.
But as much as this whole museum depicts virtually every facet of Lincoln's life and presidency and that sort of thing, that's not all you focused on.
People need to remember that we are the Lincoln Presidential Library, and that's our main focus. But we are also the state's historical library. And so we try to have exhibits that explore other facets of the state's history from time to time. And that can be the other presidents who have come from Illinois. It can be the Cubs and Cardinals. We've had photography exhibits. And then also, whether it's directly related to President Lincoln in Illinois history or not, we want to bring in shows and artifacts that will offer a new experience. We want people to be able to come here and learn about Lincoln, but also see a show that premiered in New York and is now making its way here. In fact, in February, we'll be opening up a new exhibit about President Kennedy that will be here for a few months, showing all kinds of photos from his life. So, you know, any museum likes to supplement its core mission with some extras to make the visit special for folks.
There have been some stories, I think, in the past year or so with issues related to Lincoln artifacts that the museum has obtained, and the fact that there's still money on a loan that the museum owes, and how some of those reportedly may or may not have to be sold in order to help alleviate that. Those aren't necessarily, I guess, positive things to talk about, but how do you convince people, I guess, to come here anyway in spite of things like that?
Well, a couple of points. The museum doesn't owe any money.
Okay.
What you're talking about is a debt taken on by a private foundation that was set up to help us. They've done wonderful work. We're very grateful. But they borrowed money to buy a bunch of great Lincoln artifacts, and they're now in the position of having to either come up with more money to pay off that debt, or perhaps, and we hope this doesn't happen, to sell off some of those artifacts. So that's one thing. The other thing is that regardless of what happens with that issue or any other side issue, we still are here every day telling Abraham Lincoln's amazing story. The exhibits are here. Our own collection of amazing documents and artifacts separate from the foundation's collection will be here forever. And so there's just no reason for any of those side issues to distract people from the fact that this is truly an amazing chance to explore the president's life and history.
On a positive about artifacts, what would you say is the most unique artifact or thing, I guess, that folks would see if they come to the museum? What would you say?
I think the one that's the most significant and rare is our copy of the Gettysburg Address. Abraham Lincoln only wrote out 5 copies in his own hand, and we have one of those 5. It's an amazing artifact. It was purchased back in the 1940s thanks to, in large part, donations by school children around the state who wanted to help bring it to Illinois. And so thanks to their generosity, we have a copy of this seminal speech that really helped shape America.
All right. Talk about hours and admission costs and that sort of thing.
The hours are 9 to 5 every single day of the week. We're open year-round except for Christmas, Thanksgiving, and New Year's Day, those major holidays. The price for adults is $15, seniors $12, and children $6.
And I do believe, as I was talking to State Representative Dan Swanson earlier, he politely reminded me that every now and then he gets admission tickets to give to constituents if needed. So if cost is an issue, that might be something too. But it really is worth more than a day if it were even possible to spend time here, isn't it?
Yeah, I really think so. There's just so much to do here, so many different ways to absorb the Lincoln story. So if you have a love of learning, if you have a love of Abraham Lincoln, you can spend a lot of time having fun here.
Sure, Ev. This is a fantastic place for sure. And one of these days when I have more time, I'll come back and look around all over again. Chris Wills, spokesperson for the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum. Thanks so much for your time and continued success here.
Well, thanks for visiting us.
Absolutely. I'll be back for sure. Stay tuned. We'll be back with Kim Commando and sports coming up as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.